on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM, Prescott, Chino Valley, and Paulden 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, the talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's
Hammer Time.
Waking up with the YCCA. Hammer Time is brought to you by Lawhorn Plumbing, Verde Valley Alarm Services, Prescott Home Safety, Greenlee Designer Surfaces, Get Right Mitigation, Franklin Plumbing, The Blind Brothers, Made to Order, Vicente Landscaping, Barrett Propane, and Badger Roofing. And now from the studios of KQ&A, it's Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA. Here's the Executive Director of the Yavapai County Contractors Association, Sandy Griffiths.
Hey, it's the weekend. How many days till Christmas?
Uh-oh, I better go back and recoil. I think we're around 33.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Listeners, welcome to Hammer Time. He's getting out. He's counting on his fingers and toes now. So you are tuned in to Hammer Time, brought to you by YCCA. Uh-oh, now he's counting on.
It is 33.
Are you sure?
Boy, did I get lucky.
Perfect. You did get lucky. 33 days till Christmas.
Only because I remember last week it was 40.
So all is good. Fall is gone. Summer's gone. And winter is here.
It's knocking at the door, that's for
yes,
sure.
Yes, I know. So everything is good. You have to get out our little boots and sweaters and gloves.
Well, let's not rush into things.
No, let's rush into things. So what's new with you? Tell me what kind of... I know what's new with you.
What's that?
You are doing your first house with Frame Tech.
That's correct.
How exciting is that?
It is exciting. I'm looking forward to it.
So share with our listeners, because we had Josh on our show several months ago, mm-hmm. what the process is and why you're so elated.
So there's a lot of front-end process work where they take the plans and get it into their system and whatnot. But the bottom line is that the walls are prefab, so to speak, loaded on their truck, brought out. And this is a fairly small project of ours because it's a garage casita combination. But they should be able to stand the walls. And I'm thinking probably go ahead and put the trusses on and start sheeting in one day.
I think it's going to be
exciting.
Like 6.5 hours.
So, well, I'll time it and we'll
time
see
it.
Who's
Let's
the winner.
Let's see. Perfect. So that's so exciting.
It is exciting. So
once you do this, you know you're never going back.
The only problem I have, I was just discussing with our guest who will keep the audience in abeyance for a second, but he's had some experience with Frame Tech also very positive. But my only concern is making sure that we get the slab ready by next Monday, a week from.
Well, then you better get going.
I know.
Let's get this show on the road.
I've got everybody scheduled, but it's this little thing called weather.
I know. Well, you know what? That can't be an excuse. You got to get it done, buddy.
Okay, I'll build a big tent.
Perfect. So take us to break, and when we come back, we will introduce the world to a COO.
It will be a secret no more.
I know.
Okay, you're listening to Hammer Time, brought to you by Yavapai County Contractors Association, and we're airing on Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and in Cottonwood and Prescott Valley, 95.5 FM. So please stay tuned for some great messages from our ever so valuable sponsors.
I love our sponsors.
They're terrific. They make it all work. Fill up that cup of coffee, grab that OJ, or if you're in Sandy's household, pick up that chocolate milk, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Hey, it's Hammer Time again.
That's right. We're back.
Guess what? Oh, my gosh. So driving home over the weekend, I looked over where Sean's office is, AZ.
The light fixture?
Yes, I saw it. It's humongous.
Yeah. And it was sparkling at night?
Yes, and the prisms, they're elongated. They're square and long. Uh-huh. Well, no, they're not square. They're elongated. It's beautiful right there in the window.
Wow. We're driving by.
Oh, absolutely.
Cool.
So you've got to take a look at it. But if you don't turn your head at the right point, you're going to miss it. Yes, yeah. Then you're well past it.
I'll endeavor to do so.
Perfect. Have you been to Nothing Bundt Cakes yet?
I stopped in there once when you first talked about it.
And
I didn't see the minis, so I ended up buying all regular size Bundt cake. Went home and we had quite a few Bundt cakes in the reefer for a while.
How many did you buy?
I think I bought 6 or 8.
Oh my gosh. No, the minis are there.
Yeah, no. Well, I just didn't see him.
She's going to be on our guest in December. She's going to be on Hammer Time. So we're going to talk about Bundt cakes.
Perfect.
For an hour. Okay, so let's introduce the world to our COO, Chief Operating Officer, Mr. Jeff Falls of Haley Construction.
Correct.
Hi, buddy.
Hello, world.
Hello, universe.
And I don't usually correct Sandy, but it's Chief Operations Officer.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Chief Operations Officer.
Because I'm in charge of the operations.
Got it. But you're still a COO.
Still a COO, yes.
Okay. Well, welcome, COO.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. So what does a Chief Operations Officer of Haley Construction do? Do you get any sleep? Do you wake up early?
I wake up early.
Okay.
I'm there. I'm the first one there. I'm usually the last one to leave, and I kind of just oversee
everything,
the operations. Yeah,
of every project.
Every project.
So another way of looking at it is he's on the receiving end of anything that happens in the field. It all comes through him.
That is correct.
Does it hurt sometimes?
You know, you get used to it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Does your phone ring? Do you have multiple?
My phone is ringing as we speak. It's vibrating in my hand right now.
Okay, so do you love what you do?
I do. I do.
You know what?
I love what I do. I love Haley Construction. They're the best, and I'm blessed to be a small part of them.
So. Perfect. You know, I can see that you have, how long have you been with Haley?
It was 14 years in May, so I'm going into my 15th year with them.
And you have blossomed. He never used to talk or even glance or communicate, and now look at you.
And look at me now.
I know. Multiple cell phones. Yeah. You're on the go. You're there, and it's just very heartwarming to see what you've done.
Thank you.
I'm going to butt in and just make a comment that being there almost 15 years, it is extremely commendable, especially in the construction business. And so kudos to you, buddy.
I know.
Yeah. Well, just, you know, as an aside, I mean, longevity at Haley Construction is it's not 15 years. I'm not even pushing close to the record. You know, we had two gentlemen retire last year.
That's right, Balta
and Alex.
Yes.
They had been with us, I think Balta or Alex had been with us for almost 40 years. And, and Balta, his brother, had been with us like 35. I mean, that's
so they preceded Tom. When his dad was there?
No. Tom hired Alex.
Oh, did he? Okay.
And that was in the 80s, probably 1980 is when he hired him, or 81, somewhere in there.
Wow.
And Tom took over Tom and Bill took over in the 70s. So.
Wow,
we just celebrated our 70th.
Birthday.
Our 70th anniversary.
Yeah. Yep.
70 years total, 65 years in Prescott. So
pretty amazing.
That is amazing.
I know. Yeah. So look at, you're part of just a glorious, wonderful community and company.
Yep.
Okay, so what time do you get out of bed in the morning?
You really want to know?
Yes.
3 a.m.
No. Yes. Oh my goodness. Mm-hmm. Boots on the ground.
Boots on the ground about 5:30.
Yeah. Mike, do you get up that early?
Depends on when I wake up. Waking up and getting up are two different things.
You're right.
A lot of times I'll wake up at 2:33, can't go back to sleep, and so finally around 5 I'll. Yeah.
Okay, next week I'm calling you at 3:30.
I will answer.
Yeah. Oh, what a great Chief Operations Officer you are.
That's what it takes.
That's what it takes. You're right.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So let's share with our listeners, you're doing a very cool project right now at Lee and 69.
Yep. Just across the road from here.
Yes, mm-hmm. The old Chase Bank.
Yep.
Tell our listeners what the project is and who you're working for.
We're working for James Haight, and that's Victory Well Services. And he's
incredible.
Awesome.
He's
amazing.
A good man.
He's an amazing guy. Yeah. Yeah. It's a really cool project. Those are the kind of projects you want. You know, it's different. It's unique. You know, the finishes are on the upper end, you know, so it makes it fun. You know, it's not just a plain, simple box, you know, cookie cutter kind of thing. So
it's going to be a great addition to this community.
And it's nice to have something there, and it's going to bring some life to that. I mean, that whole intersection there is really coming to life anyway, and that's really going to add to it. So,
yeah, for those who aren't familiar with it, it's kind of catty-corner to Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
And I think everybody's got to be familiar with Trader Joe's.
Everybody knows from Trader Joe's. And then, you know, right across it is Dignity Health Clinic. And you have up on the hill, you have
Touchmark,
yep. So it's a busy area.
When do you think you'll be done with James's new location?
I believe that's a 10-month project. Like I said, I oversee a lot of projects and a lot of dates and a lot of times. And then, so I believe it's a 10-month project. I think we started in September, but someone probably will correct me on that. But I think that's what it was.
James, I'm trying for you, buddy, to get it done earlier. I've got the COO here at my fingertips.
Whatever I say on this broadcast cannot be held against me in a court of law.
James, buddy, I'm trying.
Speaking of James, I've got to tell you, I ran into him. I'd never met him before.
I haven't either.
And I hadn't at that time, but I was in U-Haul. I've got a couple of storage units over there, and I was inside and going to my locker, and right down the way, there's this gentleman just working in his locker. And I said, "How you doing?" And he said, "Just on the edge of amazing," or something like that, what he usually says on his radio show. And I thought, bam, I know who this guy is.
That's funny.
Very nice guy.
That's how he opens up every owner meeting, too. It's the same sentence. So it's great.
No,
he's really a positive guy.
James, you're an asset to the community, and I'm looking forward to meeting you someday, my friend. And I am. I'm trying to get your building done earlier. I know the COO personally.
Yeah.
Okay. So
that just added 2 weeks to the project.
Oh, man. Come on, Jeff. Darn. Okay. So I tried to start a professional hide and seek league.
Okay.
But good players are hard to find.
Oh, that's a 10-4.
What do you think?
That was a good one.
Perfect. That's a good Sandy joke, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So when we come back from our break, I want to talk about 100 Men Who Care and what took place 2 weeks ago on a Thursday night, and share with the community and just share how our hearts are full.
Yep, exactly. And when we come back, I've got a little riddle for you.
Uh-oh. Okay. Jeff, he does this to me every time, and I don't get them.
I know.
They go right over my head.
I know.
Listeners, we'll be right back with Mr. Jeff Falls, COO of Haley Construction, my wingman, Mr. Mike Enders of Bintree Custom Homes, me, your YCCA girl, and our engineer, Josh, is with us today. So don't move. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to Hammer Time, brought to you by YCCA. Okay, Mr. Mike Enders, Bintree Custom Homes. What did you say? You had a riddle?
Well, no, it's actually more of a question for you.
Oh, I can answer questions, okay. I think. Well, I don't know. Jeff, you've got to help me, buddy.
Because I just heard this one this morning.
I'm not going to get it.
Do you know why there are no secrets on the farm?
Mike, that is so old. I knew that when I was 3 years old.
Well, then tell everybody.
Because potatoes have eyes and corn has ears.
Ting, ting, you get it right.
Unbelievable.
Well, we went to different schools together because this morning is the first time I'd heard that.
And did you laugh?
Yes, I laughed.
That was very good. So, listeners, Let's give it up. Brave it and give it to Mike for a good dad joke. Very good. Jeff, did
you
know
we put a notch in your column for getting it for the one time.
Yeah.
I did get it, but I got it when I was three.
Well,
so, you know.
You remembered it.
I did. Had you heard that before?
I have, but I could. When he said it, I didn't remember. When you said the answer, then I remembered it.
Okay. Yeah. Very good. I'm proud of you.
So he's much kinder than you were.
Yeah.
I just said, hey, that is so old. That's not even funny. You cracked me up. Okay, our guest with us this morning, Jeff Falls, COO, Chief Operations Officer.
Correct.
Haley Construction.
Also correct.
Okay, thank you. Shoo, that's two in a row. Mm-hmm. Okay, so JSO Contracting, Jason Steele and
yep.
Scott Freitag.
Awesome guys.
Awesome guys, wonderful men. They're always there for us. They're doing the demo at the old City Hall.
Yeah, and I have a story.
I saw that they posted on Facebook finding a original steel beam.
Steel I-beam that says Haley Construction on it. Whoever wrote that on there spelled it wrong. But... yeah, it's pretty cool. Huh. I need to get with Tom Haley and see, because I know Tom and I have talked in the past. Haley did a remodel in there, I think, in the late 70s, and that must have been part of that.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a tiny little cool. I-beam.
Yeah, it's not big, but it's cool. It's
very cool.
I told him
cool.
to save it, so yeah, they pulled it out, and then I got to run by and pick it up.
You better get that little I-beam before I go get it.
And then what am I going to do with it?
I don't know, but it's pretty awesome.
We have a lot of stuff like that at our shop that's like, oh, we should save that. And 30 years later, it's like, we still have that.
If you can't find a place for it, Tom would love it for Christmas.
Oh yeah, good idea,
I
Mike.
I hope he's not listening.
Good idea. Yeah, you could make a mobile out of it, plant it in the yard, and do some welding. Would be kind of cool.
Perfect.
It is.
You're full of ideas.
I am.
Can I tell Tom it was your idea?
No, thank you. He knows where I work. He knows what kind of car I drive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you don't blend in, just so you know.
Oh, I don't?
No.
Oh, I better work on that. Yeah. Okay, so 100 Men Who Care. Jeff, you've been part of that for how many years?
I haven't been to all of them. I think I've been to about, 10 or so of them.
But it's a gathering of men. Share with our listeners.
It's just a gathering of guys in the community. We get together. We all bring $100. And typically we listen to three or so nonprofits. And then we all take a secret vote, and the one that wins gets the money, and there's usually a little extra money that gets split up against the other two. And it's just great. It's great. Yeah.
So YCCA was the premier nonprofit.
Yes.
And the donation amount and the... Mike, it just, it was overwhelming, and money is still coming in, so we've obtained over $21,000 to help low-income families, to help vets, because that is very prevalent in sure. our community.
And really should be honored, because usually, as Jeff said, there's three nonprofits that... are eligible at each of those quarterly meetings. And in this particular instance, they did not have others
right.
competing. They strictly selected YCCA.
I know. It was just...
quite an honor.
Mm-hmm. It was quite an honor. And I was a blubbering idiot.
I wouldn't say that. Yeah, I thought you did spectacular.
Light on the idiot. I didn't think you were idiot. You did blubber a little bit, but that's
blubber.
Acceptable.
A little bit, yeah.
It was pretty emotional. So.
It was very emotional. Mm-hmm. And to see those men, and we know many of them, some of them were total strangers, but their willingness to help their community through YCCA was phenomenal. Mm-hmm. So, you know, to our listeners, if you know of anybody that's down and out and barely living on Social Security nowadays, it's pretty tough. we possibly can help them.
Yeah, if they've got an issue that they need to have addressed.
With a small improvement that mm-hmm. pertains to, you know, a water heater or a handicap ramp or a vet issue, we're here to listen.
Yeah, access issues, et cetera.
Yes, so, yes. Yeah. So it was just pretty heartwarming. And what did you think of it, Mike? Because I know that was your first time in mm-hmm. attending.
I was very, very impressed. Very impressed. And like you said, it's a gathering not only of local businessmen, but other individuals that are participating that, quite frankly, I recognized a lot, but I didn't recognize a lot also. Mm-hmm. So there's quite a gathering of individuals, but they're there for one purpose, and that is to help their fellow people here in Prescott.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, Jeff, Haley yes, Construction ma'am. Chief Operations Officer, do you work all over Yavapai County?
We do work all over Yavapai County.
Wow.
We are pretty spread out right now. So, Prescott, we've got projects going. Obviously, we talked about the Victory Wealth Project across the street. We've got numerous projects going at Yavapai College. We have two residential projects going. We have a project going for Journey Church in Cottonwood. And this morning, we just started demo out in Baghdad at the Copper Country Steakhouse.
Whoa.
So we're spread from one end of Yavapai County to the other right now.
Baghdad, that's kind of a drive.
Who's going to be cooking steaks in the meantime?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the big thing. There's a lot of pressure on us to get it done. They did do a little investment into the diner there. If you guys are familiar with Baghdad, there's Copper Country Steakhouse, there's a little diner, and there's a Mexican food place that's next to the Bashes. And those two places are handling the flow.
The steaks, the flow, the cook, the food.
Yeah, the food while the restaurant's going to get remodeled.
Nifty.
Cool. Yeah, it's a cool project. It's really interesting. And there's a lot more, hoops to jump through. The safety is a lot higher over there than even we're used to with our OSHA stuff there. We're not quite MSHA level, but we're, it's still pretty strict. So, because we're not in the mine, we're kind of next to the mine. So,
what about how many employees does Haley have that you can handle and manage all those projects?
Right now, we have 17, I believe. We just hired a couple more. So, but we have 6 superintendents and 2 project managers and an estimator and a couple people in the project engineer side of it. And in that, for those non-construction people, the project engineer is someone who handles like the paperwork part of the job. At that level, we're bigger than we've ever been right now. So.
Whoa. Yeah. So who coordinates all the people? The COO?
There's some guy in the office. Yeah, he's there early and he stays late and somehow.
Okay.
Yeah, things just happen. I don't know if it's, I wouldn't say the COO does all that, but we have a great, great team of people.
Yes,
we really
you do.
Just every single one of them is top of their game, so.
And, that's what it takes nowadays. You have to have the passion and to make a difference and be involved and take care of the projects. Yep. You just can't slack.
Nope. No slacking.
Perfect.
Yep. We don't have any slackers.
So other than that, we have to take another break, Mike. Let's have Jeff do it.
Take it away, Jeff.
All right. Here we go into break to hear more from our great sponsors here on Hammer Time.
Perfect. Wow.
I think I just got replaced.
I think you did too. Listeners, don't move. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
We're back on air with Hammer Time, Mr. Mike Enders, Binktree Custom Homes, my wingman extraordinaire, our guest COO, Jeff Falls, Haley Construction, Chief Operations Officer.
Ta-da.
Ta-da. Who gets up at 3:30 in the morning. What time do you go to bed?
No, I get up at 3. I go to bed at like 9 or 10.
Oh, wow. You're not getting enough sleep, according to Dr. Oz.
Yeah, probably not.
That's like 5 hours,
Every
buddy.
Every now and then I have to do like a catch-up day.
Of sleep?
Yeah. I get 6 or 7 hours.
Will you just stay in bed and like go just sleep?
I can do it while I'm driving, too.
Okay. Yeah. Listeners, I'm not going to give you his license tag or what type of vehicle he's driving.
Everybody knows.
I know. Yeah, everybody knows what you drive.
Yeah. I just have to kind of chuckle because I'm the same way. Yeah. And it just so happens this morning, 5:15. And I opened my eyes and I thought, what in the world?
Oh, I panic at 5. If I woke up at 5:15, I panic. Yeah.
Look, good. Luckily, it was Saturday.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. You catch up, so you have a whole day of sleep.
No. No, I just get a couple. I take a nap or something.
You take a nap?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm of an age now where I need to take naps.
Do you take a nap in a chair or on the sofa? Or do you lay on the floor or do you go lay back in
the
bed?
All of the above.
All of the above.
Wherever's closest.
Okay.
That Maybe is... sometimes even go out in the truck and
just
lean
nap.
The seat back. Yeah.
Yep. Oh my gosh, I wake up at 4:30. Mm-hmm. The alarm goes off at 5. I try to beat the alarm by getting out of bed, but I just wake up at 4:30.
What time do you hit the rec?
Oh, 10:30, 11. So I'm not.
So
I know. So Dr. Oz
either.
Says I'm not getting enough
you're
sleep
not getting
either.
Enough either.
I know.
You get what you need.
Yeah, you do.
I agree.
You do.
Yeah.
But I have not tried to take a nap going out into the SUV and putting the seat back.
Oh,
I am not
you're missing out.
I think that's
a special kind of nap.
That is.
It really is.
Do you put the seatbelt on?
Or do you I don't just... know. I don't need the seatbelt.
Well, you know, just to kind of stay
For
nested.
Extra comfort?
Yes.
Yeah. No. No. But it 15 minutes truck nap is...
Pretty awesome.
It's life-changing.
Wow. Yeah. Mike, we might have to try that.
I've not tried a truck nap. I'll have to try that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so Haley Construction, how do you go about getting jobs? Do people call you? Do you do marketing? How do they know who you are and what you do?
We chase them down.
Okay.
There are certain lead websites. I haven't had a whole lot of luck with that. Sometimes word of mouth. Sometimes they call. Sometimes, you know, we get a lot of the residential stuff, I think, comes through that way. We're very selective about that.
Right, because you build in a different zone.
Right. Those usually come, you know, we don't really actively chase that stuff. The commercial stuff we have to actively chase and compete for.
Right.
And it gets very competitive.
No, yeah. Because we've got some great commercial guys in town.
Great. I mean, you know, just off the top of my head, you know, you have Jebco, you have Bees, you have Ridgeline, and all three of those guys I consider to be, you know, friends. I mean, buddies. And so we're all competing for the same stuff, but it's all very friendly, healthy competition. Now, the guys from
Phoenix,
down the way, I don't mind beating them so much. So
I get it.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. Absolutely. I concur.
Yeah.
You know, all is good in love and war.
Yeah.
So you've been attending some council meetings with me.
Yeah.
They're
fun with you.
Yeah. Why are they fun with me?
Because we can crack jokes through the whole thing and talk to each other.
Yes, and we whisper things in each other's ear.
Yeah.
What do you think about this?
Yeah. I'm usually saying, what did he say? Because I don't hear very well. So.
But it's been good. So I appreciate and applaud you for being involved and at least coming to make comments and attend. And.
Mm-hmm.
The fire code was approved. We're working on the WUI to do marketing and get that word out. So that'll be forthcoming over the next few months.
Look forward to that.
Yeah.
We've got some good meetings going on in Prescott Valley where they want to hear from the industry. And I think that's admirable that they care.
Mm-hmm. I think that it's good that they're giving us a little bit of a voice.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's important.
Yeah.
You know, because we just can't complain and then not participate. It doesn't do any good.
No.
So what else is new with Haley? Why do you like working there?
Oh, geez. For those that don't know, I was here for 8 years prior to that. I worked for McMillan Construction, who was another larger commercial.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Guy in town, and you know, I was just I started at, you know, I'm not gonna say the bottom, but not far off the bottom there, and I have some friendships from there that I still talk to all the time, and people that I love dearly, and then came to Haley not kind of knowing how it would go, if I would have those same kind of if I would fit in as well as I did at McMillan, and it's been even better. And,
oh, wow.
The whole, you know, we are just one big kind of family there. So, and everybody's treated that way. It's really a unique place. So
that's amazing, because yeah. That doesn't happen a lot nowadays.
No, not in this industry.
No, it doesn't. Yeah. You know, sometimes you're just a number and a name, and this is your job, and if you don't want to do it, there's the door.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, you're a YCCA board member.
That is correct.
And
have I been there a year now, maybe?
Yes, and you're the vice chair.
I know. How did that happen? You guys just set me up for that, I think.
I think that's the one meeting he might have missed.
Yeah.
No, just joking.
Congratulations.
Guess what? You're the vice chair.
We voted.
You weren't here.
You weren't here. No, I'm proud to be. And that's another. Sandy can attest. I was something I really wanted to be a part of. And I'm, here's a perfect example with Mr. Enders here to my left. It's just a great group of men.
Yep. I know.
And proud to be on there.
Thank you. We're proud to have you, my friend.
Yeah, yeah.
They are good men, and very good men. And they're always there for us. They're there for me. And it's, Jeff, in the beginning, when I used to call and put in, and they wouldn't answer and put in a voicemail, they would call back. As soon as they got the voicemail, they would be right there to call. What do you need? What's going on? Now, I call them, I get a voicemail, they call me back 2 days later, 3 days later, because I think they have enough faith in me that I really didn't need to call them, and I've solved the situation. So they don't even bother calling me back anymore. I mean, what do you think about that?
I don't know about that, because, and I'm sure Mike's the same way. When I see Sandy's name pop up on my phone, I pick up.
And if it does go to voicemail because I'm on the phone or something, I get back to her, 15 minutes later, she's already solved it.
Yeah, she's called somebody else.
Exactly.
Yeah. I usually get text messages now.
I know. I've learned how to do that, so I'm kind of texting.
I prefer that.
I know you do. Listeners, we have to take another break. When we come back, we will continue this most delightful conversation with Haley Construction's COO, Chief Operations Officer Jeff Falls.
Perfect.
And my wingman, Mike Enders. And of course, we wouldn't be on air if it weren't for Josh today, the engineer. Right, Mike?
Absolutely. Doing a great job.
He's doing great Josh. He's doing a good job, Josh. Thank you. So, listeners.
Two shout outs to Josh now.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
He's going to get spoiled.
We love Josh. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Okay, guys. So listen to this. I stayed up all night wondering where the sun went. Then it dawned on me.
Okay, I'll give you the kudos for that one.
Perfect. Was that one better than the hide and seek one, because good players are hard to find?
Yeah. You actually got a smile out of me on that.
I did. Yeah. Listeners.
No small affair.
Listeners, it's a big deal when Jeff Falls, COO of Haley Construction, smiles. That was good. You have to tell that to your kids.
Yeah, they like those kind of jokes.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, so back to Haley Construction.
Yep.
Where do you see Haley going over the next 10 years?
Oh, that's a good question. We are growing, and that's kind of our plan. We're hoping to just kind of slowly increase revenue and the value of the company and get it a little bit bigger. Maybe expand out of Yavapai County a little bit.
Oh, okay.
But not too far.
Not too far.
Yeah.
So do you have a vision of some cool building that you want to build?
Gosh, I wish. I mean, there's cool ones. There's stuff we do that, you know.
You've built some really cool homes in town.
Yeah.
Very
there's
cool
one
homes.
On Montezuma. That's my favorite.
I know.
Yeah. And then, you know, we've done some things like the Lazy G is one of my favorite
things. I know.
Things. And we've done some really cool stuff. So it's really not the size of it that makes it cool.
The coolness, maybe.
Yeah. There's some stuff that comes up that I'd really like to get involved with, but just because of the sheer size of it, you know, we have to let it go. And I wish, you know, I'd like to get a little bit to where we can handle some of those larger projects.
Just call Mike and me. Man, we'll be there with our hard hats on and our saws and our boots.
Perfect. Perfect.
What do you think?
I think it's a great idea.
Perfect.
Call the run amok duo.
Yes. Yeah.
We'll be there for you, Jeff.
I know you would.
If you needed help, I would bring my sledgehammer.
You know what? We could have a mobile. We could have a on-site.
Yes.
Broadcast.
We could get you one of a megaphone like Ty Pennington used to have on that TV show and give you the megaphone and you could just be the motivator.
Okay, perfect.
Wait a second, Jeff. You and I need to talk.
I'm here for
you. She doesn't need a megaphone. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, listeners. No, that'd be good. I loved Lazy G's. They have the best sandwiches.
I know. They're great.
I don't do their beer because I don't drink beer, but their sandwiches are pretty doggone awesome.
Well, the beer's even better.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, okay. Trust me. No, really, they are. They're award-winning. They're champs.
They are champs. Yeah. They are total champs. Mm-hmm. They're just really super cool people.
And they're really one of the best clients that I ever worked with. I mean, they knew. The first time I met with Jean Marie, you know, we were going to start talking to the design, and she had this binder, and I mean like a 5-inch thick binder, and she knew everything. She knew what she wanted. She knew where she wanted it, and that just makes our lives easier. Man.
So, listeners, you heard this. If you ever become a client of Haley Construction, you need a 5-inch binder or a vision board.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and it comes down to is plan. Yeah. You need to know, you know, all those things. And this is we're going way off topic here, but this is what I tell everybody is, you know, when I'm getting ready to pour your slab, I need to know what sink you want in the bathroom. You know, I need to know all that stuff. And it's not something you can make it up at the last second, you know, even though that happens quite often.
Yes, it does.
More than we hate to admit, but yeah.
And you're building their product, not your product. So they need to be forthcoming with that information. Because a lot
true.
Of clients, especially in the residential side, what do you think? And I'm certainly willing to give my opinion, but I keep reinforcing, but that's for me. That's not what you need to have. You need to have what you want.
Right.
Yeah. No, that's especially important in the residential side.
Yep.
Yep.
Do you find that some of your clients don't come to the table with all that information? Are projects postponed or delayed because you're trying to get that?
Yeah, I wouldn't say delayed, but you know, we're always constantly, and that's kind of our thing, is we like to help, you know, expedite those decisions and stuff and help them make those decisions and go along with them as they make those decisions. But when they're done beforehand, it just makes it so much better. Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And I think especially during the architectural phase, the more a client can bring to the table what their expectations are and their wants and their desires, the easier it is. Because, again, in the atmosphere of I just want to be cooperative from a client standpoint. So, you know, you tell me what you think I should be doing. It's just not that the
way it
should
be. Doesn't work that way.
So I always explain to people when you're sitting down with your architect, you know, if there's something that you've seen, sketch it out. If there's something that you've picked up in a plan book or something, bring that. The more that you can give that information mm-hmm. to the architect, the easier it is going to be to develop your plan.
Yeah, yeah. And especially nowadays, there's so many resources, you know.
There's no reason not to have that information.
Everybody's going to groan and moan when I say this, but Pinterest is great. And, you know, you can look on there for the rest of your life and not find everything, but you can pick out all these things and you can give your architect or your designer access to that, and they get an idea for what you like, mm-hmm. and they get a sensibility of what your vibe is, I guess, for lack of a better way to describe it, and that's very helpful. And we have a lot of clients, especially in residential, well, exclusively in residential, that do that. We don't have any commercial clients that do that kind of stuff, but.
Okay, so do you go home at night and do you have a Pinterest account?
Do I? I do.
Yeah. Okay, so is your Pinterest account probably hunting ammo?
There's
guns.
Some of that stuff. Okay. Yeah, there's some of that stuff on it. Mostly that stuff, yeah.
Mike, do you have a Pinterest account?
I do not.
Well, you need to talk to our COO and get one going, buddy.
It's my brain candy, if you will, when I need to just not think about work. That's the kind of thing I just do that. So it's just kind of a disassociate from other
okay,
stuff.
Okay, perfect. Yeah.
Do you want to bring your follow-up question?
No.
Does my wife have a Pinterest?
Yes. Does she show you things? Perfect.
She does.
Okay. Yeah. Awesome. So do you adhere to her desires from Pinterest?
I have kind of a typical phrase. It's a two-letter word or a two-word sentence, and it's, yes, dear.
You want to buy some pallets for all your Pinterest projects?
Yes, dear. That's funny. That is so cute. Okay, so Thanksgiving, you're cooking. That's next weekend.
I am.
Perfect. Jeff, what do you do for Thanksgiving?
Oh, I'm kind of spread out. I go to a few different ones.
Okay, perfect.
This year, and Sandy and I have talked about this, but my parents are homebound, so I'll be probably doing a little bit of that with them. So.
Perfect.
Good.
Yeah. That's the best way. Yep. That makes it all the more special.
But lots of people that I need to see on that those few days. So.
Yes, I know. We're kind of busy little people, aren't we?
Right.
And we're thankful.
Very thankful.
Very thankful. So, listeners, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we'll wrap up our show and have some more closing conversation with Mr. Jeff Falls, COO of Haley Construction. So don't move. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Jeff, Mike, and I can't thank you enough for being with us this morning. This was amazing. Well,
thanks to both of you for having me. It's been a blast.
It has been. We talked about a lot of good stuff.
So forthcoming and so easygoing and contributory, if that's a word. I think we ought to have him back again next week.
Jeff, what do you think?
Hey, I am available whenever you need me.
Awesome. I like that kind of attitude.
But that's his MO.
I know.
Because whenever you need anything,
he's always there.
We have to kind of beat him off with a stick for the rest of us to get a chance to help.
Yeah. Yes, you are there. Thank you. We appreciate you. Haley Construction has been... Okay, so Tom Haley was on the board of YCCA along with Greg Sober and Bill Matthews, who worked at Foxworth at that time. Those three gentlemen hired me.
That's correct. I know the story.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Tom still checks on me and makes sure I'm okay. he stops in from time to time.
Tom's dad, C.J. Haley, was one of the original.
Yes, he was.
And we actually have,
the
believe
napkin.
It or not, the napkin
yes.
that it was all written on. And
really?
I pledge,
yes.
blah, blah, blah. And Yeah, it was Mike's uncle, Sid, and CJ, and yeah, it's pretty, some people that I don't know.
That's neat.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I've seen the napkin, and it's wonderful. It's like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's cool.
And our first radio show that we ever did on Hammer Time was about that.
Yeah, that's cool.
Tom was there, Karen Pham.
I was going to say Cam.
Yes, Cam was there. So it was pretty amazing, history that is in this community that you don't stop and think about.
That's what I love.
I know. Yeah, I know. So you were a great guest. Listeners, if you need YCCA, 778-0040. You call us anytime. We're here to help you with a contractor. We do referrals. If you have a challenge, we're here to help you with those challenges.
Sandy is so good that even if you didn't catch all of her jokes, she'll repeat it for you.
Yes.
She'll text them to you.
I'll text them to you. Yes. I thought those jokes were good this morning.
Very good.
Maybe you want to share one.
I don't have one. Sorry. Not that I can share.
Okay, we got it.
I heard a good one last night, but it is unshareable.
Okay, perfect. Then keep it to yourself. Okay. Listeners, you can listen to Hammer Time. We're on Spotify. We're on YouTube. We've got our own gig going on. Our office is in the Bennett Oil Building, so please feel free to stop by, call anytime, because we love you, we love this community, and we love the industry.
And just as a reminder, that's 778-0040.
Yes, you got it. So we're here for you. Thanks for being in our life. Don't speed.
Wear your seatbelt.
Don't text while driving.
Oh, that was a good one.
That's a
very good one. Eat your leafy greens.
Eat your leafy greens?
How about
meat and potatoes?
Get 4 to 5 hours of sleep.
Oh, that's another good one. Way to go. So listeners, we'll be back next weekend. Thank you very much for tuning in. Jeff, we love you to the moon and back. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hammer Time.
Thank you for tuning in to Hammer Time. Waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Heard each and every Saturday morning at 7, with an encore presentation Sunday mornings at 7 on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and online at kqna.com. A library of past Hammer Time shows can be listened to on the Yavapai County Contractors website at ycca.org.
Break it down.